The Homance Chronicles.
The female equivalent of a bromance.
So many poor choices.
But so many good takes.
But so many poor choices.
Hey, well then, this is the Homance Chronicles, and I'm Sarah.
And I'm Nicole. And we have a goddess with us today. Yes. I'm so excited because everything about like your vibe and even your logos, the name of your business, like all of it is perfect for our Homance people. And so I want to welcome Dana B. Myers, founder of Booty Parlor, author, and mother. Welcome.
Thank you, ladies. It's so nice to be here with you.
Like, I'm just so stoked to talk to you right now because I looked at your website and I was like, okay, what is this booty parlor stuff? And then I realized it was dealing with like more sciencey things than just like sexy negligees that are only, you know, helpful for women who have good bodies.
Oh, yeah.
So I love how inclusive your products are because they're like, what, pheromones, bathroom or bedroom scents.
Yeah.
Friend sense, any kind of sense. Tell us a little bit more and like how you started and how you figured out this is what you wanted to do and stuff.
Yeah. So Booty Parlor, I know, right? I started out in the music business and then wound up with this brand. We started Booty Parlor, me and my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. We started Booty Parlor 16 years ago. And really everything we do, every product we make is designed to inspire every woman to feel sexy and confident and satisfied in her own body, in her own skin, in her own choices, in her own preferences. We just want every woman to feel really lit up and connected with her sensuality. And so, you know, we make lots of products with pheromones to ignite attraction and confidence. We make products for the bedroom like massage candles and massage oils and kissable body toppings, things to help you feel more creative and inspired in the bedroom. But really we're about that ritual that we as women have with ourselves in the mirror where we're like, okay, got to connect with myself. I'm going to put on my lotion. I'm going to say an affirmation. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to like lift myself up and I'm going to go and take on the day. And hopefully I'm going to get lots of positive attention for the fact that I feel really good about myself. It's not about like looking a certain way. It's really about feeling a certain way and then magnetizing everything you want because of how you feel.
This is like such a great little segue from, we had a guest on the show talking about the difference between masculine and feminine energy. And one of the differences is that feminine energy is not supposed to chase. It's supposed to attract.
It's supposed to attract and receive. Oh my God, totally.
So talk about that and like how you've just integrated that philosophy of the spirituality and all that fun stuff into these like actual products that people can use. So cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to roll it back a little.
Do it.
Because I grew up, you know, you talk about like feminine energy. I grew up in a beauty parlor. So Booty Parlor is the beauty parlor for your love life. I grew up with a makeup artist mother. So in the 80s, you know, south side of Chicago at this cute little salon. And my mom had a room where she did women's makeup. And I would tag along with her to the shop and literally like sit in the corner unpacking her boxes of lipsticks. And I would watch her give women makeovers. And every time a woman sat down in her chair, she would immediately start complaining about something. Her nose or eyes or this or that. Cause that's what we do, right? Like the patriarchy has made us feel that we are not enough, never good enough, never pretty enough, never pleasing enough. So they would immediately start complaining. And then my mom would basically just like have girlfriend to girlfriend conversation with them, apply some makeup, give them this like confidence boost, and they would be transformed. And then they would look at themselves and completely see their beauty. And they would walk out with a completely different energy. So that's, to me, that's the feminine energy of like uncovering your inner beauty, uncovering your sensuality, using those fun feminine things like makeup and girlfriend to girlfriend conversation. Like, yes, it's stereotypical, right? But it's also quite awesome. These things, like these tools that we have as women, we can transform ourselves, but it's an inside job, right? It's not just like slapping on some cream and thinking that's going to fix me. That's not it. It's about the inner transformation you can create for yourself by using that product, along with affirmation, along with connection with other women and inspiration. And then it's like, I'm getting goosebumps because like when I talk about this, I feel like my inner magnetism rising because I live this stuff. I breathe it. I grew up with it. I see that it's real. And so that's, to me, that's like the feminine energy of attraction.
Yeah.
Like when you feel really great about yourself, others can't help but want to like get some of what you have. And then it's up to us to be like, so confident that we can receive it. You know, that we can receive compliments when people give them to us without saying, oh, no, shut up. You know, no, I can say thank you. You know, I can receive that. Now, look, sometimes we get unwanted attention and then we have to deal with that as well.
Right.
That the feminine aspect of this business is about playing with our beauty and playing with our confidence and using it like as our superpower. And as our sexual and our sensual superpower as well.
That's just so good.
My brother got married a couple weekends ago. And so my sister-in-law, his wife, had, she didn't really have anybody stand up in her wedding, but she had some girlfriends and offered up, like, do you want to get your makeup done and hair done, you know, for the day? And this one girl who, she was the first person to get her makeup done, and she doesn't really wear makeup normally. And after her makeup was done and she looked at herself in the mirror, she was like, I'm gorgeous. So yes. Like what you're talking about, I saw it happen in front of my eyes, especially for somebody who doesn't maybe, I mean, I don't know her regular routine, but I could just tell that she doesn't invest a lot of time in like putting makeup and stuff on. Yeah. So the fake eyelashes really took her to another level. I mean, yeah. Honey, yes, she was working that dress later that day. So yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes women, and you know, the cultures change so much and, you know, and there's a lot of almost like conflicting viewpoints on femininity now, right? And beauty and authenticity and external validation versus internal validation, all these things. But on like a very simple level, I think some women may not feel they have the permission to play in that way. I think some women feel like, well, if I'm not natural, then it's not okay. So you're raising your hand. So let's talk about it.
Yeah. Like so it's weird. Permission
to be feminine, quote unquote, I got my air quotes here, in that traditional way. So tell me.
I think, so when I was growing up, my mom was very traditional feminine lady. She liked little pink things and nice little intricate dollies that, you know, you would put on the backs of your toilets, and she just liked everything so feminine. And I think I rejected that because of how it was being like forced into my life. It wasn't a choice.
Yeah.
I was choosing. And I think that, I wanted to be more like a tomboy so that I could get away with doing tomboy things, you know, because I had the ability to go out and do the tomboy things. And I saw the lack of want to be, I just saw a huge discrepancy between being feminine, but also like playing outside and having a fun time. And I chose to go play outside and have a good time and not have long nails, but I've always put on my makeup and I've always had my hair done all the time. Those are like standard operating things for me. So nobody ever really knew that I wasn't feeling feminine. I was just rolling around, just doing whatever. And like over the last, I don't know, 2 years, we've been afforded the opportunity to meet with folks like yourself. And I realized that I'm allowed to be more feminine. I don't have to play the masculine role at all times in my job or in my life. And I've started to allow myself things like my nails. I'm going to go get my nails done again. And, you know, I'm doing my hair again and I take time out of my day to put makeup on, even if I see absolutely nobody. Yeah. I recognize that I want to do these things because it's just the natural urge and I need to listen to it because it does make me feel better. Even if I think in my head and my little masculine brain, like, why are you doing this? Why are you wasting your time on this? This isn't something you want to do. It actually is. I just need to remember that and not listen to that little head or voice in the back of my head.
But you said it because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. It's like, that's the internal voice, the internal acknowledgement of, maybe, you know, when I was younger, my beliefs didn't align with that, or I felt like I had to rebel against it. Well, is that belief still true? oh, that belief is not still true. And I have the permission to reevaluate and redefine and reinvent and also do beauty and do my version of femininity in my own way. And that's the gift of, I think, this moment in our culture and our time frame of being women, that we get to do sensuality and beauty on our own terms.
Yeah, I would agree. We're not listening to whatever, like the standards are no longer single lens. There's so many different standards to live up to that it's like, well, I'm not fucking trying to do it all. So I'm just doing it for me at this point. I think we're all so overwhelmed.
Totally. And it's also like, that is such a good point. We're all so freaking overwhelmed right now that taking out 5 minutes, like I do it every day, if whether it's my perfume oil with pheromones or my firming cream or the new perfume we just launched, I take, maybe it's just even a minute, but I soak in that moment. Like I stand in the mirror and I put on my cream and I'm like, I love you, bitch. Or like, you know, and like my legs, I love myself. I'm full of self-love. But I'm also a human. And so my legs are like, I've never been like enamored with my legs. I don't really wear skirts, but I practice loving my legs. And it's been many decades of practicing and I still don't like adore them, but I fake it till I make it. I rub my legs. I love you. Your dimples are beautiful. Like you're squishy and that's lovable. Like I will come up with compliments for myself. I will make a compliment out of cellulite because it's texture. Then I reframe it, right? It's texture and texture's beautiful. So I take those moments of ritual and amidst all the other things I'm trying to do, you know, as a modern woman, it's those little moments of feminine ritual that really do fill me up and help bolster me throughout the day.
Those are great moments. I get tattooed. I have a bunch of tattoos and like every time I see a new tattoo on my skin, I'm like, yeah, ho. Just so excited. I'm so excited for it.
Appreciating our bodies. Appreciating. Like
I have this open canvas that I get to express myself with.
So awesome.
And I would say that like originally I maybe started wanting to get tattooed just so I could hide things that weren't perfect. And then I would no longer worry about them because I think a little bit of it's an OCD situation in my head. Yeah. But like, at this point now I'm loving what I've got going on and I'm way happier about it. And it's because I get to adorn it how I feel better or the best.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It really is.
So when you and your husband, but boyfriend at the time, decided to start this, I'm just taking a guess that since it was 16 years ago, you didn't have the same type of dialogue with yourself that you do now.
Shot the door.
I could be wrong. Maybe you've been telling yourself I'm a bad bitch every day and putting lotion on, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but why did it also pique his interest as well? Like, did he just say, I want you to see what I see? Or did he like, what was his viewpoint?
So, okay. Yeah. I was always that girl. I mean, my mom was like super self-love queen and like, she made me do. Made me believe in myself.
I feel like that's rare though. I do.
Totally. I feel like your mom had tools that she was like way out of her generation with. That's pretty remarkable.
I agree. I think she was a unicorn. And so then I became the girl that was then spreading that message to all my friends. And then once I discovered pleasure and self-pleasure and toys. And again, this is way back. This is, 20 years ago, I started buying my friends toys when the only way to get those toys was to go into the CD XXX stores.
Yeah. Right?
We're in a totally different place now. And so I was that girl who was buying those, old skanky, phthalate infused rabbits from the junk XXX store. And I was telling this new boyfriend of mine, like, there has got to be a better way to do this. Like, I want my friends to feel sexy like I do. And, girly and feminine and full of confidence. And I was like, but it's so gross. Like, why does the shopping experience have to be gross? And so all those years ago, 16, 17 years ago now, it was almost like in the industry, there was white space. There was an opportunity. So we both kind of looked at each other and we were like, oh my God, like we could
do this.
And I had been, in like a you know, a little backyard party with my girlfriends. And I had a couple too many Cosmos because it was Sex in the City days. So we were all drinking Cosmos. And because way back.
Brown out.
And I was like, it's like we're at the booty parlor. And then I was like, oh my God, it's the beauty parlor for your love. Like, that's the place I want to shop. When I told this, you know, my new boyfriend, he was like, well, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And we were driving down the coast of California on a trip, for a weekend trip from San Francisco back down to LA, where we were living at the time. And by the time we got home to LA, we were like, this is it. We're going to do it. So we wrote a business plan, we raised some money, and we really set out to change the industry. And we were really, you know, one of the first brands to get placements in all the mainstream magazines, you know, when people before that really wouldn't touch it. And we really fought tooth and nail to say, you know what, this lubricant is as important to a woman's happiness and pleasure and satisfaction as the lip gloss that you're putting on the page. So let's talk about this. So, you know, that's how we started. And then we got scouted by Victoria's Secret and they became our first big client. We don't work with them anymore, but that was a great relationship for 9 years. We had a shop, a little shop in a shop at the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. we do a lot of business in the Middle East. So we're empowering women like we're empowering women all over the world to like really take ownership of their sensuality. Along the way, we've had 2 kids and, you know, we work together, we parent together, we have ups and downs in our marriage and we make it through and we run this business and we're doing it.
I mean, that's remarkable that you guys had it. Well, I guess what year was it?
God, we got married in 2005 and we started the business in 2005, a few months after our wedding, we launched.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. What an aggressive timeline.
Yeah, that was aggressive. Well, it took us a year to build the brand and then we got engaged and planned the wedding and built the business. You know,
you still love each other is the point.
You know what? By hook or by crook, we still love each other. We have a very unique and strong love. We actually just released a new perfume called Unforgettable Amour. And it's really, you know, the feeling behind that name, unforgettable love, unforgettable amour. It's like, I want every woman to have that love that hits you. I knew he was my husband the minute I got on the phone with him, the first call. I want every woman to have that love that thrills her and excites her and, you know, lets her know that all is going to be safe and good, no matter the shit that comes flying your way.
You can deal with it.
It ain't easy. The long-term aren't easy.
But what if somebody is already married or already in a relationship and they don't feel like they're having that type of relationship that you're describing, but it could be helpful if they introduce some of the products into their, whatever their relationship status is, try to make it more exciting or try to get more connected or, you know, open up different levels that they haven't explored before. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have people who contact you directly? Like, can you help me with my love life? Cause it's shitty.
Yes, I definitely have done a lot of one-to-one coaching and group coaching as well. And specifically for the last many years, I was really focusing in on moms, right? Because when you have kids, like everything gets fucked up, you know, in your love life.
We've heard.
Yeah, you heard.
We've heard. Can't say we know firsthand, but we've heard.
And look, you know, in motherhood, but it's not just in motherhood. It's like people can get, you know, stuck in a routine, right? And maybe communication was never great, or maybe communication is also shut down because of the routine. But if you want to spice up your love life, I got products I'm going to tell you about, but also you want to start with a conversation, right? You want to sit down and be like, babe, let's have a glass of wine. Let's talk about, you know, sort of reinventing and reimagining our sex life. Like, are you game? And, you know, most partners are going to be like, fuck yeah, I'm game. Yeah. Let's talk. And so it's a couple of simple questions you need to get that conversation started. One, what's great about our sex life already, right? You start with a positive. So whatever it is that's great, or maybe that used to be great, you just state it in the present. And the second question is, what could be better? Not what sucks, what irritates you, what pisses you off. What could be better? So again, you're framing this as an opportunity to talk about your desires, your hopes, your dreams for your sex life. And then the third question is, how can we co-create a sex life that evolves with us, that's exciting, and that's also compassionate for one another? So co-create, it takes away any kind of blame from that conversation. Well, you're always tired, or you always want too much, you know? So how do we co-create it? And that opens up like this, almost like a level playing field. Now, this isn't easy for people.
No, it's not.
It's great to state these questions and try to wrap it up in a nice little package.
Shit gets messy. Emotions happen.
But shit gets messy. Shit gets messy. But, you know, no one ever said that long-term relationships were for the weak. You have to be brave. You have to be brave and bold and courageous. And if you want your love to last and grow, you gotta fucking dig in and talk it out. And bear your truth and come up with solutions to evolve your love and keep growing, because marriage is long. Like, you got decades more, and you want to be satisfied sexually and emotionally and, you know, in all the ways.
Right.
So do your books go into this area? Okay. So if somebody wanted to do a little reading on their own.
Get
one of your books. Okay.
Totally. So the books are very like prescriptive, very like tips based. You know, the last book I wrote is called The Mommy Mojo Makeover. And it's literally, it's got 28 bite-sized tools to reclaim your sense of self and identity and sexuality and desire and libido. And also then really reconnect in your relationship. But like, you can read it while you're like hiding in the bathroom from your kids, you know, for 2 minutes.
Sure.
And then
at, or at our kitchen table, because we don't have children.
Exactly. God bless you. And then the book I have that's for all women, whether you have kids or not, is just called The Mojo Makeover, 4 weeks to a Sexier You. And it's really about discovering your own pleasure, your desires. It gives you tools to talk about, you know, what you want with a partner, whether you have kids or not. So yeah, both books are very, you know, chock full of resources.
Well, perfect. So if you don't have a partner and you are kind of in a slump of sorts,
yeah,
I mean, and you just want to like spice things up with yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the idea of calling it a makeover.
Oh, yeah.
Cause that's really just like a shift in energy and building confidence.
Yeah.
And then there's no reason why you can't use a pheromone spray alone. Like, there's no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you
should use lubes and things when you're on your own. Like,
oh, my God.
There's no partner required for this stuff.
No partner required. I mean, listen, I think that, you know, self-pleasure is one of the most powerful tools that we as humans, and specifically as women, have to really charge up our confidence, to really get to know ourselves. To really discover what turns us on. And then I always call it, you know, orgasms are like rocket fuel, to like really harness our power and put pleasure on it. I always say, put some pleasure on it. You have a you want something in the world, you want a partner, you want a new job, you want more money, you want more friends, you want more community, masturbate on it, you know?
Yeah. I think masturbation actually is very like relaxing. It's almost like if you were to like take a pause, like some forms of like meditation where you would just like kind of take a pause in your day, but you can't get your mind to stop going. I'm like, masturbation, at least your mind will stop going. Or if it does go, it's going in the right direction.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And it's that's so awesome. You're right. You're right. The way that it's different from meditation is that it brings you into the present moment because it's physical, right?
Right. It forces you.
Yeah. It forces you to really be present with your body. You know, oftentimes as women, to have an orgasm, we really do need to connect our mind. We have to like tune out the other thoughts, bring ourselves into the present moment. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, again, for me, it comes back to ritual, right? If you're not feeling good about yourself and you're single, and maybe you want to meet someone and maybe you don't, but you still want to feel as good as you can. So if you're in a slump, dedicate 5-10 minutes of time to yourself a day, you know, get in the mirror, rub your body up with some lotion or put on your perfume and really tune in to the scents, you know, really like ignite your senses. What am I smelling? What am I feeling? What does this touch feel like on my skin? Does it feel good? Do I want something more, you know, that has more energy? Like, tune into what you're feeling, connect with yourself, take 5 or 10 minutes to connect with yourself. And if you do that, of course, every day, it would be a miracle. But if you even do that 2 or 3 times a week, you're going to start shifting yourself out of the rut that you're in just by the fact that you are connecting with yourself and getting to know yourself better as a sensual woman. You're going to start shifting your energy. So I would recommend you do that with our firming cream with pheromones or our perfume oil with pheromones or our unforgettable amour with pheromones.
So I do have to say that when a guy smells bad, it is such a turnoff.
It's like, the worst.
It truly is like, it's bizarre. It doesn't even necessarily have to be that it's just like a BO smell. It just is like, I don't like you smell.
That's an aggressive choice.
Well, or like if their clothes, smell stale, like they didn't wash something.
Like mildew.
Even like somebody walked by me who clearly had been smoking cigarettes prior to coming into the store. And that's not a normal thing anymore. You know, this is not the 80s. Totally. And so I was just like immediately disgusted. And so when it comes to having the pheromones that are like magnets to each other and enhancing that scent or that sense with scent, it's in my mind, it's very, very powerful because it sticks with you. Like I still smell colognes of random people and it reminds me of like an old boyfriend.
Totally. Dracar Noir, Christmas gift. I was a freshman in high school, Chris Radistus or Dracar Noir. I cannot not smell that and just not think of Chris Radistus.
Mine's CK1.
See, we all have name. It.
Yes.
And it's so powerful. And it's like, it's so attached to memories. And you know, with the pheromones, it's like, you can't smell a pheromone, right?
So okay, yeah, I was gonna actually ask you really quick. Could you go into a little bit of what pheromones are for people who may not know?
Pheromones are chemicals secreted by humans and also animals that trigger like a social response in the same species, right? So we all have our natural pheromones. Women have some common pheromones, right? That the opposite sex are attracted to. And so what we do, we don't harvest human pheromones. We work with our...
You mean you don't take people for their pheromones and then put them back in the wild when you're done?
No.
You know, like the little animal cruelty sticker? She's got like a little human cruelty sticker. Human cruelty free.
No harvesting
pheromones. Leaving people in the bathtubs in the hotel in ice. What just happened? They took your pheromones, bud. Never getting them back.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Oh my God. We're like drugging people and getting their pheromones in the black of the night. So we work with amazing laboratories that produce synthesized pheromones, right? And we use the pheromones, the most common female excreted pheromones synthesized in a lab. And then we blend them with amazing fragrances, right? So we want you to smell amazing. And then also have this little added extra boost of attraction and magnetic power. And, you know, we've been using pheromones in our products for over 10 years. And I'm still like, I still get goosebumps every time I hear from a woman who uses a product saying, and this is so interesting because this is whether or not she's single or coupled up. Cause we get the same amount of women saying, my husband is all over me. He loves me. Like it works. And single women too, they use it. They go out and they get compliments. And, you know, it's really interesting. And I'm excited to kind of, to talk about this and hear your opinion on it. We have one woman who said, gave us a testimonial and said something like, I love this fragrance. It's so amazing. I get so many men telling me that I smell sexy and beautiful when I wear it. Now, we used that quote in one of our ads, okay? And the internet blew up, right? People were saying, I don't give a fuck what men think. If a man told me I smelled sexy and beautiful, I'd run the other way. I'd call the police. So it was very interesting. We got a lot of negative feedback and it really made me take pause and think, wait a second. In this day and age, is it no longer acceptable to want attention from men?
No, it's acceptable. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I'm going to close my mouth for a minute and not tell you my thoughts. I want to know what your thoughts are on this.
We have an era of things that are called OnlyFans, of apps that are like OnlyFans. Like isn't that essentially what women are doing? Isn't that the point for the most part?
As humans, go ahead. Nicole, what do you think?
I'm going to take a compliment, whether it comes from a man or a woman.
Right.
If I've invested in a product and I've also invested in myself and someone recognizes it, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I agree. I agree. Right. And because I'm like, I really want to hold space for all women's opinions. That's really like the essence of our brand. Like we hold space for all women, how you look, how you feel, what your choices are, what you want, what you don't want.
Your desired outcomes.
Right. For me, like I love to receive that kind of positive attention. But as I started to dig deeper, and we stand for women who want to be desired by the opposite sex or by whatever sex, okay?
Like just desired in general. Just like desired. Who doesn't want to be desired?
We believe that's a human need and a human desire, and it makes you feel good, right?
Yeah.
But I also want to acknowledge that as women, we have also been subjected to cat calls, unwanted attention, men who take it too far. Right. And it was very interesting. I was doing an interview. We have this feature called a self-love spotlight where we find a woman who inspires us. We do a FaceTime photo shoot in her own home where she feels sensual in her own clothes and body. We do an interview with her. And I was talking to a woman named Chanel, who was a self-love spotlight. And I brought this up because I'm really curious about women's opinion on this thing. Because it shocked me, right? When women were like, screw you. Just because this woman really
seems overly angry.
Compliment, right? And she said,
people are weird anymore.
They are, but this clued me in. And it's something that's important that we work on as a culture and as women to women and supporting other women. She said to me, you know, had you asked me this a few years ago, I would have said, I don't want those compliments from a man because I went through sexual trauma. And that part of that trauma was receiving unwanted attention. I felt like it was my fault that I was too pretty or too sexy. And I attracted that unwanted attention and I got hurt by it. And I was like, okay, I need to be more trauma informed here as well. And so it's like, you know, making space for all of these stories and all of these experiences. And like, how can we, you know, help women who have experienced that get to a place where they are whole and healed so that they can feel the joy in receiving attention for their light and their beauty and see that as a good thing. And I know I can't change the world, but it is, you know, so many women have experienced that. It did really, you know, turn me on to how common that is. And
it's very common.
And how many of those women who did react so strongly, how many of those women had those experiences, and maybe that's why they were reacting that way.
Sure. But it's also a fine line. I think that if that one person wanted to get the beauty, sexy comment, then that's totally acceptable. And other people need to accept that because that's not their experience.
Totally.
So if you're selling a product to make somebody feel better about themselves, then if I go ahead and I use it and I feel better about myself, the outcome that happens where I acknowledge the fact that I feel better about myself shouldn't matter to anybody else.
Yeah, don't shame me for wanting that positive attention either. Exactly.
Like used to feel terrible about the fact that I wanted that positive attention from maybe even strangers. It was just, it makes you feel good to have a random person compliment you on something.
Totally.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And, but you know, like there's that fine line of if that person gives you the compliment where I used to be like, hey, thanks. And I would just totally jump right into the conversation. Now, yeah, I'm a little more cautious because who knows what their motives are, but that's on us, not you.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
And so for other women to shame that one poor soul for feeling good about herself, being used in a campaign that went viral and then seeing all this negative stuff, that's just that's backpedaling. And those people need to go to therapy and stop ruining it for everybody else.
I agree. And the other side of that experience with this one ad is as many women as there was sort of shaming her for being happy that she received that positive attention, there were just as many women criticizing the underwear that she chose to wear in her photo shoot. And that to me was like heartbreaking. Like, why are you judging this beautiful, confident woman who's so embodied in her body, sharing herself with the word? You're criticizing her choice of underwear. Like, you're saying, oh, she's got a flat butt, this and that. I was like, what year is this? Women taking down other women? Like, you're setting the example that it's okay for men to take us down, for men to criticize. Like, if we criticize other women, then it's a fair game for anyone. Like, how dare they? So there's a lot, I think, of girlfriend wounds that still exist that also need to be healed, you know, with women criticizing other women.
100%. I can't tell you. I think the one of the main reasons I gravitated just towards men in general for friendship is because it was too much work to be friends with women. Mm-hmm. It was too difficult. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out what they needed, wanted from me. It was always like a different thing. Every time I saw them, something different was happening. I was like, why are you such a weirdo? Can you just be normal for 2 minutes? Can we not have a normal conversation? Yeah. Like, why do you care? Don't worry about my eyebrows right now. Okay. It's one big eyebrow. Who fucking cares? Can we talk about this math problem, please? Like, it was just too much. And so it's like, you realize that these people are unhappy with themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what they can control is the way they treat other people. And so that's how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And like making fun of a woman for the underwear choice she made just goes to show they're tone deaf. They're not hearing the actual message that you guys are trying. They're just looking for other ways to feel good about themselves. So they put others down.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
Yeah.
Well, it also kind of leads me down the path of why there's still an issue with being able to sell your products in a lot of places. And why people have a problem talking about it. I mean, a lot of my friends in our 20s got things from like the pure romance parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, still we're doing it kind of secretly, which is.
Well, listen, we live in, you know, a very puritanical society. But, you know, there's been tremendous change. I mean, sex has come so far into the mainstream in the last 10 years that, you know, with Goop and like, it's everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my question is, you know, how long will it last? You know, will there be another turn? Will it go into the closet again? Or will this open conversation and the sort of destigmatization of sexual empowerment, will that go away or is it here to stay? And I hope it's here to stay. And
I think it's here to stay. Yeah. And I'm saying that because remember when OnlyFans is like, okay, no more sexual content. We're going to be competing with Instagram. Let's do cooking and puppies. And everybody's like, are you fucking kidding me? Nah. Totally.
That got turned around.
It's not going away. And I think that's the first step that we as a society are taking to protect our sex workers, which is huge. Yeah. Even if it's under the radar and through an app and not an official, whatever bill in Senate, whatever the case may be. Yeah. But I think the destigmatization needs to continue for sure. I hope it does, but I think it will. Yeah. I think it will.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I'm hoping it continues as well. I mean, you have more and more people like Lizzo and Ashley Graham and people who are showing not just confidence, but body confidence.
Yeah.
and not necessarily pushing changing to achieve it, you know? Okay. So one area where a lot of women might not be as confident is like actually in the bedroom in front of a partner. Like maybe they're fine outside of the house, dressed up and everything, but then when they're home and they're vulnerable, they're like, can we not have the lights on? Can we not, you know,
listen,
don't look at me or whatever. I mean, I'm the complete opposite. So it's hard for me to put myself in those shoes because I personally am like, give me all of the creams, give me all of the things.
Yeah. And check me out, bitches. Out.
Yeah. Turn that ring light on.
Check out this angle. I've been working on it.
Yeah. So like, do you have, I guess I don't have a better way to name this, but like a starter kit maybe, or something that you would recommend for women to just kind of get the ball rolling
when they're in their most vulnerable state?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not a product. Look, a product can help, you know, okay. Two answers to this. If you're feeling nervous in the bedroom and you sort of, you know, don't want to be hugely vulnerable and start doing your affirmations, like, you know, bring in a skin honey. It's a kissable body topping. You whip it out. It's fun. It's something that you two can talk about. It brings a new fun energy into the bedroom. You can drizzle it on each other and kiss it off. And it's sort of, you know, in a way, if you're nervous about like him staring only at you and you being exposed or vulnerable, it is something that can add just a little more fun and play and kind of, you know, make sex a bit less serious. But
right. You could do that without being completely naked too. I mean, your little, the product, the way that it's shaped, it's got like a little pore spout on it, which was very helpful.
Adorable.
Yeah. You know, but look, I mean, self-love, you can get compliments from your partner, from strangers all day long. But until you can stand in the mirror and say, I deeply love and accept and respect myself as I am today, here and now, unless you can say that to yourself and practice that, it's going to be hard for all that external validation to ever be enough.
And I mean, that is a mouthful, but we can work to get there.
Freaking mouthful. Okay.
We can get there. So
let's shorten it. Okay. Let's shorten that shit right up because I can tend to be a little long-winded. I deeply love and respect my body, you know, and I deserve pleasure. Like,
right.
If you feel nervous about your body, stop focusing so much on your body and start focusing on how you want to feel, right? Because it's not really about how you look. It's about how you feel. So I deeply deserve pleasure. If you can switch yourself to that mindset, that you're a human who deserves pleasure, who fucking cares what you look like? Who cares about if your, you know, breasts hang low when you're on top, or if your, you know, if your dimples show when you're in doggy style? Like, if you're in a space where you're thinking, I deserve pleasure, then from there, you'll soon be experiencing pleasure. And then you're going to realize, oh my God, I didn't think once about how my breasts looked when I was making love. I was just experiencing pleasure. So I think that's my advice. Get the skin honey or the Don't Stop massage candle. Okay. It's amazing. But, you know, use that with the mindset that I deserve pleasure. That's the only thing I'm here for. I'm going to put my insecurities in a bag and put the little Ziploc on the bag and leave the bag outside of the bedroom for the next 30 minutes. And let me try that. And if I desperately want to go back to feeling so insecure, I'll do that the next time. But today, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to put myself in a place where I feel like I deserve pleasure. So
I think that's
so good.
An amazing takeaway. And thank you for sharing that. Because even if you don't have an issue with your body, I think sometimes you do still have to remind yourself.
Yeah. Ho.
Yes. Yeah, how? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So morning. Yeah, how? Okay. There we go.
So that's like a perfect segue into Atta Girls, which is is where we pat ourselves on the back for something good that we did or something good that's happened to us. And we're recording this shortly after Thanksgiving, which is also a time of, you know, being grateful. So I'll just share something very quickly. I was looking at my weekend plans as like a little bit busier than I wanted them to be. I had two Thanksgivings to go to on two separate days. And I was like, do I want to make this drive? Yada, yada. And then, you know, it was just a mindset shift to be like, I am so fortunate that I have the ability to spend my holiday with these two different groups of people and that mm-hmm. I could still pick up my grandma and take her to one of the places.
Yeah,
and,
mine are gone.
Huh?
Mine are all gone. So yeah.
Right, right. And so I made four different Thanksgiving dishes, two for each one, and was trying to just, you know, spread the love and get out of that whole like, man, I'd really like to relax mode. Like just be like thankful that I have family to go to. So
that's a girl.
That's a girl. Patio.
Patio.
Thank that's you. Real that's real top tier there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
I'm impressed, Miss Ollie. You talk about chores.
Yeah, well, you know me well enough to know that I don't like to drive across the state 2 days
more than once. Yeah.
And, yes, yes. And
she sets her dating app proximity like 3 miles from her house. That's her that's all you get.
You don't want to widen that out a little?
No, just fine.
It's at like 20 or 25.
Oh, miles. we've expanded.
Because it's not realistic for me to do like more than a half an hour drive because I'm not going to want to.
Totally.
No, exactly.
I respect that.
Yeah, I do too. Well, hell yeah, man. Good for you. I'm proud of you for changing your mindset. Cause I definitely went into the holidays like, oh, but then I was like, nope, it's an I get to situation. I get to do all this. I got to remind myself. Mm-hmm. My Atta Girls did not happen over the Thanksgiving weekend. I just crushed it today. I got home and I did all of my laundry. I scheduled a massage. I called this job situation I've got going on. I called them back, talked to them on the phone. Let's see, what else did I do? I got moving on a gift that I'm making for this year and oh God, there's so many other things that I did. I just can't keep it all in check because I did them all at the same time.
Atta girl.
Right. But I mean, like I got so much. Oh, I paid all of my bills. All of my bills are paid. All of them. Every single one.
That's a big atta girl.
Fuck yeah, it is. Man. I had money left over. Ow.
Atta girl.
Yes. Atta girl.
Girl.
Yes. All right. Okay. Thank you. And money more. But yeah, so I've achieved a lot and I worked a full day of work today. So
atta girl.
I needed that time with the fam, I guess. He's as messy and annoying as it may be.
Truth. Truth. All right. My atta girl is working through some pretty tough shit in my marriage in the last week or so, and really like, you know, coming together and really committing to being stronger for it. And I feel so blessed and, you know, and proud that we can do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, and we have such a great marriage, but shit happens. And I feel really proud. I feel proud of myself and I really feel proud of my husband and us. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really love to hear it.
Yeah. Way too adult and
big time adulting.
And not run away and just shut it all down. And that's not real. That's not real. And yeah, add a girl for having a business with your husband. That's a fucking lot of work.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that I would want to have him in my business 24/7. Like I guess my bubble is a better word. Like, live with him, business with him. Like I personally am like, I need some alone time.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely a lot. It's a lot for both of us. And I think, you know, we look at ways like you know, how can we create more space, or he'll go and do this project and me, and then we'll come back together and it will be like a really intense few years of working together. But you know, we still do it. I think we love creating things together. But
obviously works well for you guys to continue to create.
It's challenging, but we can't give it up. So we still do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how can people find you and your products and all the fun things that you offer, Miss Goddess?
Yeah, you can find all of our amazing products at bootyparlor.com. That's bootyparlor.com. And for all your Homance listeners, we're going to give you 15% off your first purchase. So just enter the code Homance at checkout. And you'll get 15% off. We've got amazing, you know, gifts for your friends, flirty gifts, all those beautiful products that you can do your self-love rituals with, beautiful perfumes. If you're looking to attract, we've got the pheromones, lots of really fun.
Yeah. Thank you. I wasn't expecting that. I'm emotional about it.
Thanks for having me. I love to gab with you guys. Really great.
So fun.
I know, this has been so fun. And then on Instagram, they can also do at Booty Parlor as well.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. At Booty Parlor on Instagram. That's where we're, you know, posting and communicating.
All the juicy shit happens. All
the
juicy shit happens. Yeah.
So bootyparlor.com and at Booty Parlor. Yep. On Instagram.
Love it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Dana. And thank you for sharing not only your business, but also about yourself and your own story. And congratulations on making it through that last hell week with your husband. And I think we're all supporting you over here. Yeah. So I can't wait to check out some of the products. And everyone can find us on Instagram at Homance_Chronicles. We also have a Facebook group. It's closed group that you can request access to. It's the Homance Chronicles, a judgment-free zone. That's where our juicy shit is. And then if you liked what you heard today, please rate, review, subscribe. Thank you so much, Dana.
Thank you, Nicole. Homance out. Thanks, Sarah. You guys are amazing. Thanks.